Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official listing and the overview of the stories and the people this week from the folks at Talkers Magazine, whose job it is, here I am declaring, Michael, your job is to listen to a lot of talk radio stations and programs, talk to the folks that are on the air and producing these shows, to come up with a list, top 10 stories, top 10 people. You do it every week of the year. You're my hero. What a task. What a job. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. Coming from you means so much.
Yes, I'm sure it does.
Don't you love that expression, coming from you?
Yes. Isn't that, where did that come from? Where did that come from, that expression?
We'll have to look it up.
Good question. Yes, we will. Meanwhile, we don't have to look it up because we've got them right here. Top stories and top list of people that are connected to those stories. So would you please do the honors?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the UK royal scandals and a whole smattering of celebrity gossip. At number 9, winter weather, and that always goes along with the topic of climate change. We have at number 8, big tech and social media issues, along with problems facing CNN. At number 7, we have U.S.-China relations and the Olympics. At number 6, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with race relations, two gigantic topics that intercept each other at different points along their borders. At number 5, electoral politics and the Durham probe, which was a big buzz in conservative media this past week. And number 4, the January 6 investigation, and that's tied with Trump under increasing pressure from all the investigations going on around him.
Why would that be? He was worth $5 billion before he became president. He's worth $10 billion after that. Why would anybody want to investigate that?
Isn't it interesting? Well, isn't it interesting how everybody gets rich when they get elected to office?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, he's not alone. Look at the scandals around all the members of Congress whose wealth has gone up by millions of dollars because they get insider information and the wives or their husbands buy stock, and bingo, they're worth $100 million before you know it.
You know, it's really amazing. The average person doesn't realize it. And I have to say, I'm not that, educated about it myself because I've never run for political office. I've never worked within a campaign. But I know politicians, and I obviously, observe what's going on. It seems that politics is a really
lucrative business.
It's a lucrative business.
Yeah.
It's like, but I mean, on so many levels, campaign, fundraising, war chests.
Do you remember when Vice President Agnew, who had been the Baltimore County executive, got caught taking a bribe for $3,000 in a brown envelope? You remember that?
He had to resign his vice presidency.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then there are the people who, you look around at some of the things that that people are doing and how they're getting where they're going based on a salary of $160,000. Well, we got a house here, we got a house there. We got to have a house in Washington, we got to have a house. You know, it's that kind of stuff, and it's kind of disrupted what we think of as the appropriate way to handle people who were not supposed to be there all the time. Anyway, remember the original deal was that the people that represented us were supposed to be there part-time. That's how the Constitution
was. It was meant to be a sacrifice. Service to your country.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's turned into something quite different, and I don't know how we undo that. It's deeply embedded in the culture now.
Yeah, it sure is.
A case could be made that the country would fall off the rails if we didn't have these systems that have been in place now for years and are based upon a certain level of of corruption. It's like it's the grease that keeps the gears turning. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number three, we have the economy, and that includes inflation, supply chain problems, labor force shortages, and arguments about remote working. People don't want to go back to work. Some people don't want to work at all. That's called the big quit. Yeah. Other people, they like working. They just don't want to
go
to the office.
Look at how things have changed where people are living. The people living from the moving from the coasts into the middle of the country, and that's where the labor force is moving. So the jobs that are available on the coasts are much more prevalent, paying more money. But people are sick of living in the city, especially on the West Coast, California. People are sick of it. And, you know, they're so tone-deaf, Pelosi and Newsom and that bunch. They're just totally toned. They think it's all about them.
I can't believe how the whole California dream turned out to be so...
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah. It's awful.
It's pretty amazing. If you've watched it over the decades, do you remember what California was like back in the 60s, 70s?
Well, I started living there in the wintertime in 1993 when I was working at KBC, and I loved it. I loved the energy. I loved being there. Mm. My two children, my grandchildren are there. I love being there, but I'm sick of $5 gas. The gas taxes in California are $1.18 more than they are on average anywhere else in the country. The working conditions, the way the homeless are just everywhere, and nobody's doing, you know, it's supposedly not politically correct. I tried to get a hotel room. My children, neither of them have homes that have extra bedrooms, so I stay in a hotel when I go out there because I haven't rented a place for a couple of years. So you go to these hotels, and some of them are catering, I put that in quotation marks, to homeless. The city is paying them to put homeless people in the motel. Who's paying for that? I'm paying for somebody to be in a room instead of me. It's them, but I'm paying for it. How do you like that? Figure that one out.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No.
It's terrible. It really is. I mean, there's nothing funny about it.
It's disgraceful.
What's happened to California is just a tragedy.
Yep.
All right, number two, we have the Russia-Ukraine crisis. And at number one, we have COVID-19, vaccines, mandates, masks, and the Canadian trucker story.
That's an interesting story.
It's a crisis. It's destroying Justin Trudeau's administration. He's probably finished.
He doesn't know how to handle it. He's handled it very badly.
He's way over his head.
Yeah.
And, you know, we think of Canada as a peaceful country that doesn't get involved in these type of situations. And they're dealing with a major crisis in Canada, and it could spread. So it's not, you know, like some type of quaint provincial story. It's a world story. We got what's going on in Canada and what's going on in Ukraine. These are massively important stories with huge consequences. Got to watch them both carefully.
Yeah.
On the People Survey, we have Prince Andrew and Virginia Giffer, I believe, or Giffer. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
I'm not either. I was stumbled over that this week myself.
Yeah. Chris Cuomo, he's at number 9. Elon Musk is at 8. Eileen Gu and Kamala Vileva, these are people from the Olympics.
Olympics, yeah.
Hillary Clinton and John Durham at number 6.
Hillary can never get away. Hillary can't go away.
Well, she's not going to go away. She's going to be president. She'll be president, and then Trump will be president, and Hillary will be president.
They should be together. They deserve each other.
They'd make a great couple if they could only separate their, you know, put their differences beside them. Wouldn't they be a cool couple? I mean, think
very
about
interesting
it.
Couple.
Between
yeah.
the two
yeah.
of them? Hillary, what can we do now? Oh, Donald, we can take over the world and wreak havoc upon the poor people of the world.
Uh-huh.
Mitch McConnell is at number 5. Ron DeSantis is at number 4. And right ahead of him, literally and figuratively, is Donald Trump at number 3. Vladimir Putin is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. And I would say right now, at this moment, the world is a mess.
Yep, been a mess for a while. It's getting messier messier and messier. And we'll talk about some of those messes as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 15 after the hour. Let me call your attention to something. With all this stuff that doesn't work, here's something that does work. Something that you can do to help yourself, if you know what I mean. I'm talking about losing weight and keeping it off. It's a task. It's a chore. It's tough work, especially if you love to eat. and you like to eat ice cream. You like to eat cookies and candy and things or heavy food and eat it before you go. I mean, there are all kinds of ways of gaining weight. But now the issue is, how do we get rid of the weight and keep it off? That's where Calitrin comes in, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You can do Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com. With TopLoss.com, you get all the stories of people that are listeners to this program. Here's Amanda, who says, I started taking Calitrin in March of last year. Since then, I've been taking in when I take it when I go to sleep. My sleep is so much better. My weight is stable. I've lost the weight, so my knees and my hips are better. They were troubling me for several years. Now they don't. So, you know, there are hundreds of these. If you want to be convinced, if I'm not convincing you enough, then you can go into the pages of TopLoss.com and see what cooks. Check it out at TopLoss.com. Check out and take out a three-month supply. You get actually 6 months for the when you pay for three. It's a fabulous product that works. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been in business for 25 years. Make it work for you. Help yourself lose weight and keep it off the natural way with Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout at toploss.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Brought to you by Bank of America. America Saves Week is here just in time to remind you, it's never too late to make saving a habit. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 40% of Americans included increasing their savings as a top 2022 financial resolution. Holly O'Neill, President of Retail Banking at Bank of America.
One of the keys to achieving financial wellness is learning to save, whether you're able to put away $20 a month or $200. Start simple by reassessing your budget for areas to cut back, like an unused streaming service, and reroute that money to savings. Even a small savings reserve can lead to greater financial stability and protect you from needing to rely on overdraft or other stopgaps. But if you find yourself in a bind, pick a financial institution that offers resources to help clients manage their accounts. For example, along with offering a variety of solutions to help you save, Bank of America recently announced the elimination of returned item fees and a reduction in overdraft fees.
Learn more at bettermoneyhabits.bankofamerica.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
All right, so let's see here on the list of things brings us. There's a top heaviness to number one, and there has been because there's so much here, including this truckers' strike in Canada, which, as we were saying, Trudeau doesn't seem to know what to do with. Under the circumstances, they are against mandates. The thing that I find interesting is, why should there be a mandate for a truck driver who's alone in the truck to wear a mask? what's the point of that? And I know it goes into the truck stops and all that other stuff, but It's a power. There's a powerful message there. Things being heard around the world. 21 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Coolwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Looking at the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th, believe that or not. Did you have a happy Valentine's Day, Michael, by the way?
Oh, it was lovely. I love it.
Lovely
everybody.
Wife. Yeah. Did you buy her? Did she buy you? Or what? Did how did you celebrate?
We made cards for each other.
How to pay for mache.
I gave her last year's flower.
Did you? Fabulous. Good for you. A little romantic you are. Very nice. Good to know that. All right, let's get that. Wasn't one of the top stories this week either. In the top 10 count. It didn't make it into the. It must be number 11.
It was a chocolate flower.
Did you dip it in something?
I don't know what it looked like under the wrapping. I mean, but it just stayed on display for a year.
Really?
So I used it again.
Nothing wrong with that. It's the thought that counts.
Oh, so that's another expression. It's the thought that counts.
Yes.
That's up there with coming from you.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes, right. It's a real compliment. Thank you.
Yes. It's the thought that counts.
Number one this week, COVID. Are we ever going to... The mandates are going away. The vaccines are subject... I'm looking at the lists here, and you and I both live in Massachusetts. Town by town, the COVID hospitalizations are the lowest they have been since last year. So you know the thing is ebbing. There are those who say there's a new flu called the Russian flu, which really isn't new. It's just something that news media, in my estimation, news media is using to scare us or to keep us focused on this or to keep the drug companies making money or whatever it is. This, you know, the whole thing about who's immunized or not. The 73% number floated around this week. You probably saw this. 73% of Americans are immune to Omicron. And so the question is that enough? And that question has been asked by hosts. People talk about getting booster shots. And so, you know, because there were 80 million people who've had this over the course of the last 2 years. And some of them did have shots. And they gave, you know, that caused the discussion between, it turned out, liberals and conservatives or Democrats and Republicans. See, I told you. They don't, you know, they don't work. Look at all these infections with all these people who have had the shots. So, you know, it's hard to know what to believe, isn't it? And that
it's hard to know what to believe. It's hard to know what to do. There's no question. It's confusing. And some of it is just natural confusion that comes from the scientists not really knowing. You know, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be some type of a scandal or some type of a corruption. It just is.
But yet, that's not good radio if you don't do, you know, blame it on somebody. That's not good radio, right?
Well, it's certainly beyond radio. It's radio, television, newspapers, websites. Everybody's blaming everybody, and the truth of the matter is, you know, the only thing we need to have really is a better attitude about it, and not be so quick to point fingers and to blame each other.
Live with it. The use of vaccines or not, but this is something that's going to be with us. We better, I think, man up, if you will. Maybe that's the term, or get real. And not every time there's something happens, somebody, there's a blip on the radar screen, go running to the newspaper, the television set, or the radio. Look, there's another person who's got it. Look out below. Oh, it's going to get us all. It's nonsense. You know, it really is. It got to, the way it was handled, I think, is the worst tragedy in my lifetime, other than people dying that were close to me. I think this is the way this was handled was more, whether it's tragic or outrageous, it just is. And it's got to stop, frankly, and hopefully it is. 28 after the hour, we're back in a few minutes.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine remains. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin telling ABC's This Week that the potential for Russia to invade Ukraine is there.
He's been very deliberate in terms of assembling the right kind of combat and combat support capabilities in the border region. And so he has a number of options available to him now.
Austin is referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin, who has extended military drills near the Ukrainian border that were set to end on Sunday. The Kremlin has denied plans to invade its neighbor, The U.S. and allied countries are vowing sanctions if Russia goes through with the invasion. The cost of renting a two- or more-bedroom property has gone up 19%. That's according to Realtor.com's look at rates across the 50 largest metro areas between December 2020 and 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
California is taking a page from the state of Texas, only they are targeting guns. USA's Wendy King has more from the Pacific Northwest.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a package of legislation that would allow private citizens to sue gun manufacturers. Under one bill, anyone could sue manufacturers, distributors, transporters, or sellers of assault-style weapons. The other bill would prohibit companies from advertising certain kinds of weapons to children. Newsom said, "This is not about attacking law-abiding gun owners. It's about stopping the tragic violence that's ravaging communities across the country." The California legislation is modeled after a Texas law that bans abortion approximately 6 weeks after the pregnant person's last menstrual cycle, using a unique enforcement mechanism. It deputizes private citizens rather than the state's executive branch to sue anyone who aids and abets the procedure. Any individual can sue anyone involved in an illegal abortion and win up to $10,000 in court. Earlier this week, gunmaker Remington agreed to pay more than $73 million to settle a lawsuit with several families of victims of the Sandy Hook shooting attack that killed 20 children almost a decade ago. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discussing the issues of the day
from the perspective of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers. I'm Doug Steffen. You can find these lists at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. And we were discussing COVID ramifications, the 1 billion devices in Comcast Internet customer households connected to Wi-Fi. The number of devices being used, the statistic here, Michael, goes for the focus on the pandemic and how many more people have connected. I don't know that this, it's interesting to see the numbers. We all know that things changed a lot with Zoom and working at home and that sort of thing. But the numbers, wow, 1 billion devices during the pandemic? Mm. Whew.
Well, the pandemic sped up the evolution of our interconnectedness. We're heading in that direction anyway. It just probably sped it up by 10 years as opposed to two and a half years.
Yeah. Do you think it was that 5G is an outgrowth of that?
No, I think 5G is an outgrowth of 4G, and that's just the way things go. No, I think that necessity is the mother of invention. People need to be connected. We have ways of connecting people that completely upends our paradigm of how we live, where we live, how we commute, how we travel. The whole idea of commuting, travel, cars, railroads, villages and towns, suburbs, rural areas, farm areas. The whole thing is changing in terms of how we conduct our intelligence, our consciousness within space. We are all in a closer space because of technology. And why wouldn't we pursue that? Why wouldn't we take advantage of it? You know, when you get on an airplane today, and you do a lot of traveling, so you're kind of weird in that regard, but still you probably feel it. You say to yourself, there are alternatives to me making this business trip. Do I really need to get on a plane? Do I really need to get in the car and go driving? Do I need to live near the office? All of those things are changing, and you can't put that genie back in the bottle. It's inevitable. It's the way the mighty river is flowing. And that's what we're seeing today in terms of all of this rigmarole about remote working, remote schooling, going back to the office, people not wanting to do that. This is a major change in how we as a society, as we as a species, are functioning going forward.
Interesting, because you and I have run our businesses that way for years.
Absolutely.
Before this all gets started, that's how I do with the people that are on the air with me, all in different locations. Even though it sounds like we're all in the same room, we aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have
been
possible.
And in a way, you are in the same room. In a way, you are in the same room.
Right, that's right. Yeah, we are, virtually.
You're in the same space. It has the same, as a matter of fact, a case could be made. It's more efficient. You don't fall victim to all of the human nature problems that come from proximity. In other words, that old expression, gossip, familiarity breeds contempt.
Contempt, yeah. Right, that's true. Yeah. It does. Yeah. Interesting, when you look at these devices, as we think about COVID, health devices were the fastest growing category, 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers connected to Wi-Fi since the beginning of the pandemic. That's really pretty amazing. 343 million smartphones were connected in the last 2 years. Think about that in the business of selling smartphones.
Right.
Think about it.
Well, the smartphone is every bit as big a deal in terms of human evolution as fire or the wheel, or refrigeration. Think about
it. You want to know what the second, there are three top categories for use of these devices. According to this survey, the number one was health-related. Number two was gambling. And number three was pornography.
Yes, the finer things in life.
Yeah, right. Listen,
what the heck is health doing in there?
I know. That's not supposed to be there at all.
We should get rid of health, and the third category should be for the perpetration. Is there such a word, perpetration? Yeah, the perpetrating of scams and crime.
Yeah.
I mean, this technology has been a boon to the criminal industry. Just
sure
incredible.
Fabulous. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a wonderful time to be a criminal.
You know, I
am kidding, folks. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Of course, I just had to say that. The people list, for the first time in a long time this week, doesn't have Dr. Fauci on it.
We made a mistake.
No, I don't think you made a mistake. I just think
we didn't.
No. You look at his visibility. I noticed this week he said it was risky to take masks off of children. And I wonder, I'm sure he came up with a reason for it. He says it's risky to lift school mask mandates. And then teachers and principals and parents say, why? These children have been proven all along not to really be at risk. And, as far as being carriers are concerned, don't know, what is... if you're not wearing an N95 mask, you might as well forget it. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything for yourself. You're not doing anything for anybody else. I've been convinced of that. Have you, Michael?
No, not really. I think no, that there's different levels of mask efficiency or efficacy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if your mask prevents you from spitting on somebody, well, then it doesn't matter if it's an old, if it's, you know, your old underwear. But, no, I agree with you that the masks are not across the board the answer to the problem. But, no. I don't know. To a certain degree, they can be helpful. To a certain degree, they can be, you know, hurtful. You're breathing your own carbon dioxide.
Yeah. Over and over again.
You know, yeah. I often feel faint when I'm out for a long time with a mask on. Your glasses fog up. You become detached from the world. There's a lot of problems with masks. But again, you know, this all or nothing conversation just doesn't get us anywhere. You know, see, masks don't work. Well, but there, you know, the bottom line is to me, how many hundreds of thousands of people are dead right now that wouldn't have been if it weren't for this COVID-19 thing?
And then who do we hold responsible? Are we doing what we should be doing with the Chinese government?
No.
Not at all. We're not doing anything.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. It is.
Every time you bring that up, it gets batten down. Like, put that fuck. No, don't say that.
Yeah,
you know, right.
I'm not smart enough, I guess.
I don't understand why it is considered to be politically incorrect to discuss the possibility that China was,
especially when they're screwing us at every turn. Look at the Russians and the Chinese are together trying to screw us over, and they've been doing it, but they're more blatant about it now. They're really becoming very active and aggressive.
Yeah,
the Russians with their hacking, the Chinese with their pushing everybody around. I mean, look at the Olympics. It's a joke. The Olympics are a joke. And the Chinese,
in many ways, the Olympics have always been a joke. I mean, isn't that the conversation every year, every time, you know, every 4 years we have the winter or the summer Olympics?
So what do we have them for? What do they prove? What do they do? What's the point? This is the question.
Well, that again is a complicated conversation. They obviously have some benefit. The problem is they're total, whatever benefits they have, you know, the spirit of athleticism, the spirit of international cooperation, the lives of these fine young athletes that devote themselves to attaining some type of perfection and sacrificing in order to achieve it. I mean, the spirit, the idea of all of it is very good. Unfortunately, it's been corrupted by money. It's been corrupted by politics, greed, deceit, and the dark side of human nature. I just hate to condemn the idea. The idea of the Olympics is exciting. It's a good thing.
It's healthy.
We just don't carry it out properly. Mm-hmm. Corrupted.
Yeah.
You know, it just comes down to the fact that we human beings really stink. You know?
We're cryptically corrupt and creepy. Yes, the alliterative way of looking at it. Number nine this week, the weather. The U.S. is poised to see as much of a rise in sea levels through the next 30 years as it has experienced in the past 100, with increases starting around 2150, making places like Florida not really a great place to be. So, you know, you look at all that stuff and think those of us who like the coastal cities, the coastal plains, whether it's Florida, California, wherever it may be, something to be thinking about with regard to may increase by as much as 10 inches, the water levels. What is that going to do? Oof, to currents in the ocean. Much as anything else. All right, Michael Harrison and Doug at 44 after the hour. This is the Weekly Countdown Show.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me.
I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This has really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to doing what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
48 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison every week does an interview with somebody who's a big timer in the world of talk in one way or another. So this week's Michael Harrison interview features a conversation with whom?
Michael Riedel. Michael Riedel is the co-host of the morning show at WOR in New York. It's a political show, and it has arts and entertainment and sports. And he's also a very, very well-known, long-running theater critic in New York. So we talk about theater, the return of theater. We talk about The Music Man and West Side Story. And we talk about Trump and the GOP. MHinterview.com. Really interesting conversation with a fascinating New Yorker.
So he's on with Len Berman, who is a former Bostonian. He's been in that market for a long time. That was a place inhabited by the gambling family on that station for, what, 6 decades or something?
Yeah, for those who don't know what it means, the gambling is the name, gambling, as opposed to they were a gambling family.
The gambling.
They lost their fortune. That was an interesting thing. The grandfather, the son, and the grandson held that position for 60 or 70 years, something crazy.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Interesting radio. All right, Michael, as usual, you brought us interesting radio, talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service at 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. Time for us to run down the top five tech items of the week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Heumann, my cohort, who has done the research and come up with the five big tech stories of the week. Starting at number five, with the use of Wi-Fi devices. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this came after, we're looking back at the pandemic in multiple ways. And so Comcast did an internet customer survey, and they found that nearly 1 billion devices in their connectivity, in their network, were connected to Wi-Fi in 2021. Now, it makes sense, right? People started working from home. Kids were doing schooling from home. People, if you only had one Wi-Fi router in your house, maybe you needed to add another one to boost the signal. And so the data load that Wi-Fi networks carry is only expected to increase from this point on, as the use of connected devices for health monitoring and streaming and home and smart home tech has only grown. The number of devices connected to Comcast Wi-Fi households increased 12-fold in the last couple of years. Health devices are the fastest growing category. More than 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers are connected to Wi-Fi, which is a 39-fold increase since 2018. So that's the future. That's where we're headed, more Wi-Fi.
All right, number four on our list is a focus on crypto.
Yeah, romance scammers made off with a total of $139 million in crypto last year, which is five times more the amount that was stolen in 2020. So this is just in 2021, $139 million in crypto. So crypto payments made up the largest fraction that was lost to these types of scammers, $547 million lost to scammers in 2021 total. Victims each averaged just under $10,000 in loss. In crypto on average. And again, these are all catfishers. People were dating online. They were lonely. And, the Tinder swindler, that's all you need to do is watch that and see exactly how this scam works. But this is, people need to be a lot more careful when they're online dating.
I consider number three to be good news, Intel buying up a chip maker.
Yeah, Intel this week announced that they've agreed to buy Israel's Tower Semiconductor for $5.4 billion in cash. Now, the reason that this is important is because Intel is America's largest chip maker, and they're seeking to significantly expand their specialty manufacturing capability. As we know, this is a time of surging semiconductor demand. Everyone also kind of wants to make a move away from China. So Israel has a lot of great companies and a lot of tech, and so it's not surprising that Intel would target a smaller tech company, a semiconductor company from Israel. So this is something that they're Intel is really, as we know, we've reported several times, they're opening that big factory in Ohio in the next couple of years, and so they're really beefing up their capability, which we all need. That every company who's involved with semiconductors and chips, they need to focus on this because we're still at a deficit. You know, we're still behind. And we need to be able to come up with more chipsets and more semiconductors so that's, you know, as we move forward with more tech.
A lot of bootlegging going on in those areas, too. All right, number two on our list of the top five stories this week has to do with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, so the team announced this week that they had fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted files on its corporate IT network. Now, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed that they have been dealing with the authorities. They've been dealing with the FBI. The operators of Blackbyte ransomware, which is a hacking group, they listed the 49ers as one of their victims on a dark web leak site. And essentially what this site is they make a ransom demand, and then they go on to this site, and they publicly shame the victims and force them into paying whatever demand they're extorting. And so the good news is, though, this did not affect ticket holders, which was a concern, obviously, because your information is stored if you're a season ticket holder. And they said nothing connected with Levi's Stadium, the operations, or ticket holders was affected. But this, if they had gone to the Super Bowl, which they almost did, then they said that this could have been so much worse with all kinds of, you know, it really complicates the issue a lot more. So thankfully, I guess in this case, they didn't get to the Super Bowl, and but they're still working with the FBI on figuring out how to shore up their systems.
All right, number one, speaking of shoring up systems,
yep,
it's the Russians again. The Russians are coming. Actually, the Russians are here.
Yeah, so the U.S. intelligence community warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to infiltrate computer networks belonging to the Department of Defense contractors. So these are not actual defense, it's not the defense agency, it's government contractors in the private sector who have not beefed up their cybersecurity enough, and so the Russians have repeatedly tried to break into numerous companies.
Yeah, I think we should just wipe them out. All right. That'll solve everything, right? It's 59 past the hour. You've been listening to the top five items on the countdown sheet from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.